Jeanette Walls tells the story of her grandmother. Lily Casimy Smith was born into a family of pauper and totally impractical parents. They lived in a dugout with scorpions falling from the roof and rain pouring through holes. But Lily was a very practical child. She learned to ride wild horses at age 3, rescued her brother and sister from a flood in a tree, telling them stories so they wouldn't fall asleep and fall into the water. At 13, Lily went on horseback across the desert to be hired as a teacher. She slept on the floor and was also a school janitor. The Great Depression hit. Lily hid illegal liquor and sold it. She married, had 2 children, worked on a farm, and didn't wash her laundry until it was dirty on both sides. The strong girl grew into an equally strong woman. She had problems with her willful daughter, which she resolved at times through hand-to-hand abuse. Rather, the novel describes an era. The emancipation of women in the United States, the Great Depression, the war. He tells why he has so much time to write a lengthy letter. He hurt his leg on a berry hike and now lies in bed. There is a sense of Seymour's heartfelt closeness to his parents, and the younger offspring of the glasses and the tone of the ism